We normally visit with Congressman Flores on Wednesdays, but he was out doing some fact-finding. He's with us on this Friday morning. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great, Scott. Thanks for letting us move it to Friday. I didn't get back in the country till yesterday afternoon.
Well, tell us what you were up to and where you went and what you saw.
Well, actually, I went to visit our Navy and their operations in Italy, in Spain, and also in the U.K. One of the things that has developed over the past few years is that the ICBM capabilities, or intercontinental ballistic missile capabilities of Iran and some of the other folks over in the Middle East. And so our Navy has been repositioned over there on a robust basis to deal with that threat. Also, we're having to beef up our destroyer operations over in the Pacific to deal with the BMD threat from North Korea. And what's interesting is that the Russians, over the past decade or so, have developed some pretty effective anti-ship missile systems. And so we've had to develop countermeasures. And so I got to learn about those, you know, how those countermeasures are working out. Because the Russians weren't very discretionary in terms of who they let get these anti-ship missiles. So theoretically, Hezbollah has them, Iran has them, and some of the other bad actors over in the Middle East have them. So our ships that are over there on a pretty high-intensity deployment have to make sure that they're protected against that new threat, which we haven't had before in this country.
Well, you know what happens?
One of the things I will say, go ahead.
Please, go ahead. What is, you, tell me.
I wanted to say that the American sailors on these destroyers that are over there in the Mediterranean and the Atlantic protecting Europe from this and Israel from this ballistic missile threat are on a real high tempo engagement. They are the most heavily tasked destroyer personnel in the United States Navy, and it's amazing to look at the morale, how good it is, and how good the retention is, and the performance of these sailors on their vessels. Man, I was impressed with they're working their rears off, but they're just about the happiest people I've ever seen. And also, I was on the destroyer Wasp, which is one of the destroyers that participated in the Tomahawk missile launch against some of the Syria targets a few weeks ago. They were pretty pumped about their involvement with that.
Well, I guess I want to echo what the president has said, is that we don't mind protecting other people, but we really need to have buy-in from those other countries. And are you feeling like that's something that will make it a little bit easier for the United States in the future, that we'll see buy-in from these other countries on a higher level?
Absolutely. In the countries I visited, in terms of Italy, Spain, and the U.K., we have heavy buy-in. And also, they're our partners in the naval operations and those sets of zip codes, really from the far North Atlantic down to the entry to the Mediterranean on up in the Black Sea. The Spanish, Italy, and UK navies are all out there partnering with us, so we have heavy buy-in. Also, as you know, we've got an anti-ballistic missile system, which is essentially a ship-based system put on shore, and it's in Poland. And of course, the Poles and all our Baltic states have bought into our protection. The Russians are the ones that were slinging snot around about this because they obviously didn't like our ability to shoot down their ballistic missiles. We didn't put them there for Russia. I mean, it does provide protection from a Russian threat. We put them there because of the threats coming out of the Middle East to try to protect Europe. And so several of the countries have buy-in. There are a few of them. They're still a little wishy-washy, but they're getting protected anyway.
Well, let's bring you'll be back in the session in a while, but first let's talk about a couple of things that happened. First, Robert Mueller is impaneled a grand jury, the special counsel. Give me your thoughts on that move.
Well, I think that was going to happen anyway. I'm somewhat surprised it happened so early. I guess that investigations had generated enough evidence where he could start presenting evidence regarding the Russians to a grand jury. And so to the extent that we could get this project taken care of sooner rather than later, that's a good thing. As I've said in some of our earlier interviews, the only area where I'm really worried about, not worried, it's not the right word, but disenchanted with Mueller, is that he wants to expand this investigation beyond Russia, and that's just not what he was empowered to do. So we in Congress will have to keep an eye on what he does and doesn't do. So as long as he's just investigating Russian involvement with the election, I think it's fine. If he's trying to investigate Russian involvement with the Trump campaign, that's fine as well. But try to extend it into another witch hunt, I think, is inappropriate.
Earlier this week, the Trump administration rolled out a merit-based immigration plan, something a little bit different. But what are your thoughts on that?
Well, I support parts of it. There is one part of it I don't support. But let me say this. Merit-based systems are what virtually every country in the world use for their immigration programs. We're one of the few countries in the world that doesn't have a merit-based system. And that's one of the reasons our immigration system is broken. So I applaud the efforts of the administration working with a couple of senators to change from the current sort of lottery-based, family-based system to a merit-based system. That said, they proposed to cut the numbers in half, and really we need to expand the numbers of immigrants we have for the types of immigrants that we want that can help us from an economic growth standpoint. And that's where I think they didn't get it right. So I support the concept. It's exactly the right way to go on immigration, but we need to increase the numbers so that we have the right labor supply for the economic growth profile that we'd like to see.
So basically, Congress won't be back in session until about September. Anything else that we need to touch on? Because we'll probably take a week off from our conversations. Anything else we need to know about?
Well, I guess stay tuned on the Senate's confirmations. One of the things I was pleased to see yesterday is that they approved two FERC commissioners. So now the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission now has a quorum and can start acting on permits for pipelines and power lines and some really key infrastructure that has been held up while the Senate Democrats were blocking these nominees. So it's good to see that they're fully impaneled and ready to go to work. And there will be some more nominees over the next few days, so keep an eye on that. And I guess when we talk in a couple of weeks, we'll see what else has come out in a couple of weeks. It seems like there's always something happening in the White House that will provide something for us to talk about. I was glad to see that Scaramucci got fired.
Yeah.
Earlier this week. I mean, if I'd have been the president, I'd have fired him within seconds after learning about that interview with the New Yorker. I'd have called him up and said, pack your stuff, get out of here, we don't want to see you again. But it took them a couple of days to do that. But having John Kelly in there, General Kelly in there as chief of staff, I think is going to help clean up some of the sloppiness that was coming out of the West Wing.
All right,
so
then
I'm pleased. I think the president's going to be well served.
Now, it'll give us a chance to talk about Aggie football for a while then, huh?
Well, that's true. Maybe the Astros can get back on track as well.
We'll hope that happens. Anyway, so we're going to take a break. We'll talk to you in about 10 days or so. Congressman Bill Flores joins us on a regular basis. You can hear the interview archived on our website at WTAW.com. Thanks for making time for us this morning.
You bet. Good talking to you, Scott. Take care.
All right, thanks.